Well, the gay marriage ban looks like it couldn't be much closer. We find 48% of voters support it, 47% oppose it. So really it looks like a toss-up race on that front. It's a little bit of movement in support of the amendment compared to a poll we had done in June when we found people opposed to it, 49-43. That was right after Barack Obama had announced his support for same-sex marriage, and we saw sort of a bounce in the polls in support for same-sex marriage after President Obama's announcement that has sort of faded since then. There's four groups in particular that we really see supporting the gay marriage ban. Men support it by a 55-41 margin, seniors 53-40, Republicans 80-17, and independents 51-42. Then we see three groups that are pretty strongly opposed to the amendment. Women are opposed to it by a 52-41 margin, Democrats 78-16, voters under 45, 50-45. So we see a big gender gap and a big generational gap. Seniors and men very much in favor of this amendment. Females and younger voters very much opposed to it. I think it's a given that Republicans are going to vote for it in strong numbers and that Democrats will oppose it in strong numbers. Independents, really that key swing group, right now supporting it 51-42. If the folks trying to defeat the amendment could get independents to just split evenly on it, the reality that there are more Democrats than Republicans in the state would probably cause the amendment to fail. But for now, independents supporting it by that 9-point margin.
The voter ID issue?
Voter ID looks like it's headed for pretty easy passage. It's up by 17 points, 56-39. That is down from a 24-point lead in June, mostly because Democrats are increasingly opposing the amendment, but it has overwhelming support from Republicans and independents. It would be quite an upset if that amendment doesn't pass.
Politically, Democrats, how do they turn out when you look at this poll on the state level?
Well, Democrats are looking pretty good. Most immediately, control of the state legislature this fall, 47% of voters in the state say they're going to vote Democratic for the legislature, 44% say they're going to vote for Republicans. That's actually down from a 12-point lead for Democrats on that question earlier in the summer, but still, it should translate to Democrats picking up some seats and quite possibly a majority. Mark Dayton continues to be one of the more popular governors in the country. We find 48% of voters approving of him, 37% disapprove. We asked people if an election was today, which of course it's not for 2 years, whether people would vote for Mark Dayton or a generic Republican. Governor Dayton leads 51-38 when you ask that question. So who knows what will happen in the next 2 years, but at least for now he's in pretty good shape.
And the sports angle on this was pretty interesting.
Yeah, we asked Twins fans if they thought that Ron Gardenhire should be fired or not, and even after a couple pretty disappointing seasons, only 9% of fans say they think he should be fired, 57% opposed to his being fired, 34% say they don't have an opinion one way or another. What we find a lot of the time when we do these sports polls is that the really hardcore fans, the ones like calling into talk radio and stuff like that, are perhaps a little bit more wanting to fire the manager or the coach or whoever than more casual fans, and I think that's what you see reflected in this low number wanting to fire Gardenhire, is that most folks who, you know, maybe aren't watching every single game or whatever, think that when you look at his long-term track record, he's done a good job and deserves at least one more year.
Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Colin.
Take care.
Bye.